Maybe you could talk a little bit briefly about, you know, the early studies, single arm studies, et cetera, that kind of led into the RELEVANCE study.
So I guess probably 2008, 2009, I'll go back even further. In the mid-2000s, there were some studies looking at lenalidomide led by Tom Witzig and others as a single agent in relapsed follicular. And the response rates, albeit it had activity, were not that fantastic, actually kind of similar to what we see with ibrutinib, around 20% response rate. So there was not a lot of movement with lenalidomide, at least in the lymphoma side of things. Some studies going on in CLL. And probably 2009, we wrote this investigator-initiated trial. It was probably a little bit, I like to joke about being in Texas, there was a little bit of a cowboy approach. There was no data in the relapse setting. There was some phase one data in mantle cell lymphoma, but we went straight to the front line and wrote a little study with 30 patients to do lenalidomide rituximab for newly diagnosed follicular and SLL and marginal. And I think when we had the first 14 or so patients, we had 100% CR rate. Now, it didn't quite pan out to be that high as we continued to enroll, but I remember, you know, with literally having a little bit over a dozen patients, and we went to our sponsor and said, you know, we got this regimen. It looks very, very interesting in follicular. And they gave us enough funding to expand the study from 30 patients up to 155 patients. And as we continued to enroll patients, we saw that that follicular lymphoma response rate held pretty high. We were hitting CR rates between 80% and 90%. As we began to present this data, CLGB also was running a trial with very similar regimen, and they also showed complete remission rates, you know, close to around 80% in relapsed follicular. And so that was really the start of this, you know, R-squared and follicular lymphoma, these two frontline trials, before we actually even had a lot of relapse data. And with these two independent trials showing responses very similar in follicular, a group of investigators, myself and some folks in France, wrote this phase three trial to compare lenalidomide rituximab versus R-chemo. And yeah, that was the start of this RELEVANCE trial. By the way, some people don't know that RELEVANCE meant lenalidomide versus any chemotherapy. And we were trying to basically design a regimen that would take the standard of care, which would be rituximab bendamustine, rituximab CVP, or rituximab plus CHOP, and compare it to a single regimen that would be R-squared. And we ended up, you know, enrolling and presenting that data at this last ASCO. Actually, it came out in New England Journal